Well, I've been working with some plugins in the application Aperture on my Mac, and it's a really good application. I really like it. I've been using Photomatic Pro, Intensify Pro, and Snapbuild Pro, and they are quite good in as much as they give me a lot of choices, and they go beyond the subtle effects that you get with Aperture, because of course you can add quite a lot of effects to your photographs from within the photo sorting application and photo editing application called Aperture that you get from Apple. Certainly they're subtle in terms of comparison with things like HDR, high dynamic range photography. Now, one of my passions in photography is HDR. I've been using this application called Photomatic Pro. I've been using it as a standalone application for some years. Now, this recently been upgraded to version 5, and it's a paid upgrade. And while I was on the process of being on the site getting it upgraded, I saw another version there that would work as an Aperture plugin. Now, it works with other applications as well, such as the one from Adobe Lightroom. And anyway, it didn't cost me to get this plugin version of it, because there was a paid version of the other part of it. So I got it and installed it, and I've been delighted with it, and it's been really good. Another application which is really handy to have as a plugin for Aperture is Snapheel Pro. Now, with Snapheel, what you got there is an application that will let you take things out of photographs. So if you're looking at a beach scene, for instance, and you've got a person on the beach there that's sort of just basically spoiling the composition, you want to get rid of them, someone's doing a photo bomb maybe, then you can use Snapheel Pro to get rid of that person really quite easily, and it does a great job of it, and you wouldn't know that the person or the thing was in the photograph at all. So it's quite impressive, actually. It's like magic. So when you're using it as a plugin, it means what you can do is you opt to start the plugin from Aperture, and it goes off, opens up the application that you're going into, Snapheel Pro or Photomatic Pro or Intensify Pro. You do all of the adjustments that you want to do, click on save or enter or whatever it is that you save the image, and it goes you straight back into Aperture, and you can then do whatever you're going to do with it, such as share it off to somewhere else or whatever else. And it's really handy for that. I really like that. So it means you don't have files scattered all around your computer in various places. You know, I mean, you have to export out, do the work in another application, save it, go to that where place you saved it, and then put it back into Lightroom or Aperture. So that's Snapheel Pro. And then we've got Intensify Pro. Now, Intensify Pro is quite good. It gives you some effects that are stronger than what you would get in the Aperture application. And there's so many controls in it. It's unbelievable, actually. But you get various sort of granular controls, such as if you wanted to have a vignette on your photograph. And the vignette is maybe better if it's over to the left slightly or over to the right slightly. Well, you can do that with Intensify Pro. So I quite like that for that. So you've got a lot of choice and a lot of ways you can change it. And in fact, with the Intensify Pro, you can even get effects that on there that are kind of like HDR effects. Okay, sometimes less is more, and you have to think, well, okay, let's not go overboard with it, because you can do that with some of these effects, and they look a bit sort of weird and wonderful, but quite a lot of times it's good to have the choice to be able to sort of twiddle it and fiddle it. Creativity is all about choices and how you combine those choices together. So there are numerous photo editing and manipulation tools available for the Mac. And say this combination of Aperture plus Photomatic Pro, Snapheel Pro and Intensify Pro really working well for me at the moment. You've got lots of choices, and you don't want to have all your photographs looking the same. I mean, if you imagine that using the grunge setting in Photomatic Pro app, now that could get old really, really quickly. I'm not one of these photographers that likes to hold on to the photograph as being a representation of a visual truth at the time that you took that photograph using your eyes and your camera. I'd rather see my photographs as a piece of art that ultimately might not have anything to do with what I actually saw in the actual scene, the place where I was at. Okay, so it's possible to go over the top with it, but why not sort of turn your photograph into a piece of art and make it something different? Have it really sort of post-processed and looking just the way that you want it. And, you know, the end justifies the means. That's what I say. So that's me using the various applications on my Mac to do some photo editing. And as I say, I'm using my Sony NEX6 camera quite a lot. And it's a bloody good application. I mean, there's even applications within the camera that let you do different things. I've been using a time-lapse application there recently, and that's quite nice. And then there's another one which will let you have a series of photographs, and what it will do is sort of layer them one on top of the other. So you've got movement within the photograph, then you can set it to how many sort of gaps in between you want, and that's quite interesting too. I haven't really given that one a proper try yet, but I'm going to. So you've got an application where, say, you're doing a photograph at night time and you've got a lot of noise from the sensor going into the picture, then what you can do is you can do a multiple snap of the image. So I think there's something like 3, maybe 6 of these photographs put together. And what it does is it combines them all to get rid of the noise. So basically layers them one on top of the other. So that's another one I have to try on my NEX6 quite soon. So anyway, this is Dave Allen, just having a bit of a chat about photography and some post-processing using my iMac to do various bits and pieces with the application Aperture. And so I'm using that with Intensify Pro, Photomatic Pro and Snaphill Pro. And I'm using it all as plugins and it's really working nice for me. I like it. I thoroughly recommend it. Connect up with me on Google Plus or look out for my Flickr account. Because you can go to Google Plus, look for me on there as David Allen Wizard Gold, and then you'll be able to find out all of the other stuff that I'm into. So, bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.